Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and today we have a fabulous guest, Lene Lynn St. John. And her middle name, we shared the same middle name. So I don't know what that means. Mine is spelled a little bit differently, but I just love finding things that we're all connected to or we all connect with. And we're going to get to Lene in just a minute, but I want to share for my new listeners, because I have not hundreds, but a lot of new listeners every week. And this show is growing leaps and bounds. It's just crazy wonderful how the universe works. I want to share with my new listeners what reality spirituality is. What kind of show is this? What is the show all about? Who is this, Rebecca Lynn Norrington? What? Well, this show is about me and you, my dear audience. This show is about making happiness a priority. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, and when I say making happiness a priority, I mean that is my number one intention, agenda, goal, things to do, whatever you want to call it, it is number one. So my behavior is all gauged on whether or not my action or my words or my perspective is going to make me happy. Of course, when I say happy, I'm not talking about this, you know, outside smile on my face. I'm talking about an internal contentment, an internal peace, an internal feeling that I know that whatever is going on in my life, whatever happens to me is number one for my betterment. And I know that just like I know the sun is going to shine tomorrow. Whatever is going on in my life is for a great reason. And when you really believe that and you know that, and it's in every cell of your body, you cannot help, and you practice. Oh, let me just add that in, because, see, who I am today is not who I was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. Hell no. I was this bitchy, moody, get angry quickly. Oops, hold on a second. That's a phone call. Hold on. Live. Oops. Isn't that interesting? Oh, that has never happened. A live call, because you know why? I forgot to turn my ringer off. But anyway, where was I? Who I was is not who I am today. And that came with wanting to be happy. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. So this being happy has been a quest, a journey, for decades. And when I made it a priority to find the answers, what adds to my happiness, what subtracts to my happiness, knowing all of that and learning each day what that means, the signs, just knowing more about happiness, this internal happiness, That is what the show is about and me sharing with you. And today, I have to say, I am happy and overjoyed and excited because the universe brings me so many interesting people in my life, and especially guests on the radio show. And that's just what happens. The universe just connected me with this wonderful woman, Lynn St. John, and her life's purpose is, well, she's got a few, but one of the things she says is to share the strength of the human spirit and life's purpose. These are some of her favorite topics, and I'm going to let Lynn explain to you what all of this means, and I'm also going to let her share with you audience live a little bit about herself. But she's been in this journey for 30 plus years. I love it. It reminds me of me. Yes, 30 plus years, 40 plus years, you name it. It's always a plus in the self-development field. So without further ado, welcome to Reality Spirituality, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited.
Yay. So share with my audience your the beginning of the journey. In other words, not the whole show, but what was driving you to this stage that you are on today? What was driving you?
Well, I think it all started when I was 6. I was hit by a car, and I was in a coma. I was running across the street and got hit, and I was in a coma for a week. And I had a near-death experience, and I wrote about it in my first book called Reality in Disguise. And I knew from the time I was that age that I was supposed to do something to help impact people's lives. But at that time, I thought it was being a teacher because I was a little girl. I didn't know about psychologists. I didn't know about, there was no such thing as life coaches back then. There was no label for that. But I knew that I was supposed to do something to make people's lives better. So that's what that was.
How interesting that it started so early. I think at 6, I was just playing outside on the grass with the water hose. I mean, what?
My mom used to say, my God, I used to see you sitting outside on the curb and just sitting there for hours. And she said, you are such a wise old sage. And she told me that when I was 6 years old.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. So I had to ask her what that meant, but she told me.
Yeah, I was just going to say just that your mother had the insight to even say that is fascinating. So what happened in your early 20s? What was going on in your life in your early 20s or in your 20s?
Well, let me go back to when I was 17 real quick, because that's when the big step started for me to know that I was on the right path. When I was 17, I was a senior in high school, and I got the opportunity. I don't even know how it came about, but I got the opportunity to sit in front of the school board and get interviewed because they were doing this new program called peer counseling. And they allowed me to be a counselor to other kids in my school when I was only 17.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How, I just love the way the universe works and plans. I mean, you said something earlier, and I know you know the answer to this. You said, I don't even know how. You know how things work in this world.
Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah,
I was shocked, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just love the journey. I love the planning of the universe. I love their designs because we couldn't plan this stuff. We couldn't design it the way that they design it. So creative, aren't they?
Yeah.
So then what happened?
To your 20s, to my 20s, my 20s. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Well, I got done with high school, and I lived in Michigan when I was growing up, and I ended up going to Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, to work there for the summer after I graduated from high school. So And then I came back and I moved across the street to my from my grandma's house, believe it or not, and I lived there for a while. But in my 20s, I actually met my ex-husband when I was 18, and we dated for 3.5 years on and off, and we got married, and I had two babies within 2 years. Both my boys are less than a year apart, so... Mm-hmm. My life got a little sidetracked with all that. But during those years when I was married, I did, as a volunteer, doing several different things. I was a life crisis counselor at a huge church. It was a community-wide counseling, phone counseling thing, and I got to do that. I actually was a staff of Youth for Christ when I was 18. I worked at the Mesa, it was called the Mesa Child Crisis Center. So I was a volunteer taking care of babies that were abandoned and neglected and abused. And that was heart-wrenching. It was really heart-wrenching, but I loved it. And I got to take my kids with me to go there to take care of those children because my kids were little. So that was an experience, too. So I became a parenting coach. Not really a coach, but it was like a support group. It was called Parents Anonymous, and it taught parents how to have better parenting skills. So I did that.
You have always been coaching, counseling, sharing your advice, your wisdom, your insights. You've been doing this all the whole time. It just sounds like this is just such it's such a fit for you. It's just who you are, part of who you are.
Yeah, exactly. I was a speaker for CODA, which is Codependence Anonymous. Mm-hmm. I was a speaker for Al-Anon because my ex-husband was an abusive alcoholic, so I was a speaker for Al-Anon. I've done this in my life.
Okay, so let me just back up, because one of the things that I love about having guests on, and especially I'm just feeling you, is how the hell did you pick somebody that was going to be abusive? What was that about?
Because.
Why? Because you know the answer.
Because
what was that about?
You know how the universe works. You know how the universe works.
Touche, darling. Touche.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm,
well,
mm-hmm.
It's just like a continuing saga of what I grew up with, you know. I grew up in a dysfunctional home. There was a lot of screaming and fighting, and I remember days, Rebecca, when I was in junior high school, and I don't know why I remember during these years, but I remember walking home from school and walking on the side of the road where there's no sidewalk, it's just a dirt packed there. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at the dirt and walking and thinking to myself, literally thinking to myself, I am not even worth the dirt I'm walking on.
Mm.
That everybody in the planet, no matter whether they were mean to me or abusive to me or hurtful to me, I believed they were better than me, quote unquote, and that I deserved every single thing I got. So, of course, I picked an abusive alcoholic.
You know.
But he was rich, he was handsome, he was successful, and he totally, I was in love with the image of what I thought he was.
You know, one of the things, I get chills, I get really, really big chills when I hear the truth and feel the truth. And I mean, I'm just chilling up here. And one of the reasons I wanted you to share this is because to let my audience, I always let my audience, listen, I am no better, I am no different than you, than anybody. We're all out here with our challenges, so to speak. And so thank you so much for sharing that, because that story about looking at the dirt, it's taken me aback, because it's just so powerful at such a young age that you would say that, and how that belief just led you to make the choices and the decisions. And listen, I got a hand up too. I got my hand up. You know, I've been in a relationship where, why the hell? It was after, but I can't say that about my husband, because my husband was such a nice, great, sweet guy. It was just a totally different thing. There wasn't any kind of abuse there, but it was just another issue, which I guess since I'm talking about it, it was about growing. It's about growth and just me growing and him not growing, but we're best friends today. But the relationship after that, or a relationship after that, I mean, for years with this person that was mean to me, and of course I was mean right back, but it was just a dance of unhappiness. It was a dance of back and forth and arguing, and it was just horrible drama, terrible. Why the hell did I stay like that, stay in that relationship? Well, it was because I didn't think I was worth any more than that. I thought that, oof, Jesus, this was the best I could do. It's hard to even say it, but it's true.
Right. I totally agree, and I feel the same way. Yeah. I was with him for 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But see, what a great, okay, so because let me just stay on that just for a second. How were your children affected by that?
Oh, my. if I still did regret. I try very hard not to do regret, because it's a very negative thing. But my children, God bless their hearts, I swear. I wish I could have gone back and changed time. But, of course, you know, everything happens for a reason. My oldest son got married for a year and a half, and he had a stepdaughter, and she kicked him out, and the day after she kicked him out, he moved in her new, now current husband, who was 22 years old, and she was 37. What happened to him? And he has a lot of issues with anger, because he remembers his father abusing me in front of him and almost killing me in front of him when they were little. And so he has much anger about that. And my youngest son has never been married, but he's got two little boys that are the light of my life. They're so precious. And so I'm going to start crying, and I don't want to cry. So
no, cry. It's real. You feel it.
Yeah, my babies. Oh, my God, those children are so, so precious.
Mm.
And, yeah, so they both, you know, they deal with things in different ways, and I'm not taking all the blame, because it wasn't all me to blame. And one thing I learned, there is no such thing as blame. When you blame other people, if you remember when you're little, you're pointing a finger at somebody, and three fingers are pointing back at you, and so there is no such thing as blame. There's always a name under it. So there's a name such as resentment or fear or anger or jealousy or whatever it is. That's what blame is about. So I don't blame anybody for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I take responsibility for the things that I've done in my life that have affected children in a negative way. But those children, those boys, they love me with all their heart. They forgive me for everything I've done wrong when I was married to their father. I used to be a rager, Rebecca. I used to rage all the time. And it was never about my children. It was always about him. And yet my children got the brunt of it, because he was never there. He was either working or drinking. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know what? I just love you so much for being open and honest. And you've said so many really, really important points. One of the things that I say about on this show is about what subtracts from happiness, and it is blaming, looking out and pointing your finger at anyone else for. I'm only going to speak for myself. Blaming anyone else for how I feel or how I don't feel. All of your answers, my dear audience, all of your answers to all of your challenges, to all of your problems, if you will, quote-unquote problems, all of the answers, all of the solutions can be found in the mirror, are found in the mirror. And it has nothing to do with anyone else. And I just also want to say this, your boys, because I have a one son, and believe me, I don't know, raging. I just know that I got angry a lot, and I'm like, my way or the highway. You know, I was this real big dictator as a mother. I was a Judge Judy kind of mother. And yeah, Judge Judy, and which who I really like watching. But what I want to say is, feeling bad about what my son is having to what he's challenged with, I had to really get over that. And I agree with you, because listen, these children come and they choose their parents. They choose us, and so they needed to experience everything that they experienced, no matter what it looks like to us. No regrets. I used to feel bad, but now I'm like, this is what he chose. He chose me, so he must want to have experienced me yelling in my way or the highway. So it's very good to also for the audience to know that there is no blame. This is all a perfect plan.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
What a great. Thank you for sharing that, because it's so important for people to hear. Okay, so let's go to, I don't even know where to go right now. What you talked about was just so rich with
right.
information and blaming and, or let me just stay on that, blaming and or complaining, all of those things, if you really want to have this contentment, all of those things subtract, and it doesn't happen overnight. But just having the intention of wanting to feel differently or wanting to do differently and asking the universe for guidance. I mean, I know I can't do all of this. I can't do anything. I allow the universe to be my driver. I sit in the back seat and I allow the universe to drive. And the only thing I have to do is not resist, to flow, to accept all of it.
Right. Can I say one thing about my ex-husband that is going to sound bizarre probably to a lot of people, but I want people to hear this because it is extremely, extremely important to know and to realize.
And I know what you're going to say, but yes, please.
Okay. In Neil Donald Walsh's book, The Conversation with God series that he wrote, he says that in the words of God in that book, God says, I bring you nothing but angels. And my ex-husband doesn't know this, but I have told at least one of my sons, that their father is an angel. And my oldest son will disagree till the day he dies, but I believe with all my heart that every person that has come into my life that has abused me or been good to me or whatever is an angel. And my ex-husband is probably the biggest angel I've ever had in my life, because angels bring you nothing but lessons. They are there to teach you something. And so in his human form, he has been an angel because of everything I've learned and overcome because of his existence in my life. He has been my biggest teacher.
That's right.
And he doesn't even know it.
You know what? And I knew that you were going to say that, but not in that way. I didn't know that you were going to use the word angel, but exactly. I use the word their gifts. Same thing, gift, angel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I love that you are sharing that, and it's true. To the audience, whoever it is, how many people are in your life that irritate, annoy, or whatever you want to call it, you know, I don't like them for whatever reason. They are gifts. They are angels. They are here. Number one, let me just throw this in. You created them in the first place because you needed whatever they're bringing.
That's right.
Can we do, listen, we're just going to say that's right the whole time because we're on the same wavelength, aren't we?
That's why you and I are going to collaborate together to proceed on with life and do great things to help people. Remember that part?
I do remember that part. I do remember that. Yes. Yes, I do remember that.
Exactly.
But you know what? Let me add a little extra thing, something to that, because you said you believe he's an angel and you really appreciate and are grateful for his existence and what he brought to you. And you said something about he doesn't know it, but see, when you vibrate that, you're a vibrating energy. When you vibrate that, you don't even have to use words. You're vibrating that to him without words.
Right.
And that is powerful and enough, quite frankly. It is powerful. Even just the vibration of the change of your vibration is huge. And sometimes words get in the way of vibration. Sometimes my words are, quite frankly, they're just not enough. I just vibrate it.
Right. I understand, and I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so let's move forward. What else would, you know, not what else we know. One of the things I want to talk to you about, you're talking about what are the things that you've learned in overcoming difficulties. I think we touched on a lot of it, but is there anything else that you've learned in overcoming your own difficulties?
Well, I think the biggest thing is being true to myself. You know, all these difficulties, I brought them all into my life. And my son asked me, Mom, why did you bring that in? Why did you bring that in? You know, and each thing, if you learn to realize that every circumstance in your life is a reflection of your inner thoughts. So anything you see outside of yourself is a reflection of how you feel either about yourself, mostly about yourself, or about the world around you. It's your reflection of it. It has nothing to do. It's like sort of like there's a difference between absolute and perception. And your perception of the world is how you see the world. It isn't necessarily how the world really is. It's just your perception of it, because that's all you know. So what I've learned is that we're just mirror reflections of each other. Anybody we bring into our life is a mirror reflection of something about ourselves that we don't know or that we're not aware of, or some kind of, like with my ex-husband, I've never been an alcoholic. I've never smoked cigarettes. He did all the time. And so the reflection of him in myself was the negative part of him. It was the anger about him. It was the he had or has low self-esteem, but he's extremely successful in his work area of his life, in his career. So my reflection of myself in that is that I had a whole bunch of anger from growing up in a dysfunctional family and in a negative situation. And so his anger was a reflection of my anger. And I didn't used to be, well, that's not true. Hang on.
I love you. I do that all the time, too. I love it. Reality, spirituality.
There you go. So, yeah. So his reflection was a reflection of myself. And that's a really hard thing for me to say, because I don't think of myself as a negative person. I don't think of myself as somebody who doesn't have compassion and sincerity. And he didn't have a whole lot of compassion, and he didn't have a whole lot of sincerity, because he didn't grow up that way. He was abused in his own way as well. And so the biggest thing I learned is we're reflections of each other. Everything we bring into our life is a reflection of how we feel either about ourselves or about the world in general. So your thoughts are the most in the planet. You bring into your life exactly what you think about all the time.
Okay, so I have a little, okay, I'm thinking about what you're saying. have a little different take on it.
Okay. I'd love to hear it, really.
Yeah, I have a different take on it because I used to buy into that thoughts or things. I used to believe that. And you said so many great things, my memory these days. But I don't give that much power to my thoughts anymore. And the reason is, I believe this is just me because I can only speak for myself. I do not have any control over what is happening to me or what is going to happen to me, including my thoughts. What I believe is that, and this is, I talked to my son about it, and he's not on the same train either. What I believe is that everything is set up. It's already planned. And because, listen, if I had my say, I definitely would have planned it differently or would keep planning it differently. But now when I say thoughts, I've had all those thoughts, and yes, I've thought about good and quote-unquote bad, negative, positive. But what I've done is I've given less power to my thoughts. I know that I've a lot of thoughts, but I just don't give them any power. In other words, I look at my thoughts as a five-year-old with a mouth and just all out there. And so I don't give it any, I don't give them any power. I don't give them any, I just don't think that. I think that the universe is the most powerful. And I think that the universe is driving. You said something about everything that happens to me, including health issues, financial issues, mom issues, is for my betterment. It's for my betterment. The same thing that you said earlier about gifts. And so, even these thoughts, I don't know. I've given up thinking that my thoughts are that powerful. Not more powerful than the universe. And so, the universe is the most powerful. If that even made sense.
Right, and it does make sense. And I think you and I have the same concept, just semantics, basically.
Okay.
That I think that the universe and I'm part of that universe. Like the universe, my thought, my being as a human being is part of that universe. It's like we're God. We're all God, but we're parts of God. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of that same thing. I take responsibility for my thoughts because I have experienced just recently some things are happening, and I have chosen to change my mind, my thoughts, feeling about that. And I'm telling you, within a half a millisecond, my life changes. My attitude changes. My thoughts change. And I go back out, you know, to work from the restroom, and I take a deep breath, and I go, yeah, and immediately great things happen. So I take responsibility for all my thoughts because I know that, what, like you said, if you don't give power to it, it cannot, you know, you can change the whole reaction of it and the extent of it. You can change how it affects you by changing your thought or giving less power to the thought of negativity about that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. And I love our conversation. Oh, this is such a great conversation because I do think that we are on the same wavelength, just different words. I told you words always get in the way. They do. What you're saying is changing your perspective. Now I'm getting chills again. You're just basically talking about changing our perspective. And if you're using perspectives as thoughts, then yes. Totally.
Yeah.
Because I even talk about 360 ways to be happy in any moment, and all it is changing your perspective. Yeah, but this thought thing, this thoughts to me, they are not even real. It's a collective. It's just a big collective of just a lot of stuff. And in other words, and I'm not going to personalize these thoughts about, especially using, and I never use labels, but sometimes you have to use a label, negative, or I'm lazy, or I'm procrastinating, I didn't get enough done today, I'm not getting enough done, there's so many things to do, and I'm just going so slow. Those kind of thoughts, I don't personalize any of them. None of my thoughts are personal to me. Their thoughts aren't even real. That's what I think.
Right. But you know what, and let me put a different perspective on that. Thoughts are real because, in my perception, because when you think about it, you bring into your life what it is you're thinking about. So they have some kind of reality to them, because whatever you slant that thought to is what you bring into your life.
Now, I will have to say that I agree with that. For you and for my son too, I'm just feeling just a little different way about it. But I love how we're sharing all of the different perspectives with my audience, and I totally get what you're saying. I get it. If you think it, you're making it, or you're creating reality for it. I totally get that. One of the things that my son, I hope he doesn't listen, or he never does anyway, that he does this, he gets these colds and he gets sick, and you know, before he goes on a big trip or before an audition or something. And I know that he, because he's told me that he thinks, oh, you know, I'm going to get sick if I don't get my 8 hours of sleep or whatever. And of course, he always gets sick. Me, on the other hand, I don't even think about catching a cold. I don't even think about any of that. And I can't even remember the last time I've had a cold. I totally get what you're saying. What a great conversation.
You know what? I love that we respect each other enough to have different opinions and ideas and perspectives. And it's okay, because there's some truth in every single perspective.
Yes, and one of the things I want to say, which I always say too, is I cannot even imagine every one of us, and I'm getting chills because I guess I'm speaking the truth, every single one of us, I always say we are as different as our fingerprints. We are so different, and your reality, your truth, your experiences are so wonderful and so great. And sometimes, a lot of times they're different than mine. But sharing all of it will allow people, audience to, you know, you said something about being yourself. You said something about who are you earlier. And it is this discovery of who are you. Know yourself. Know your uniqueness. And use that uniqueness to create whatever, however relationship you want with the universe and with your thoughts and with all of it, that's going to work for you.
Exactly. And I have to tell you, here's another perspective, the opposite of what you just said, so people can get both sides of it. You said we're so different, different as our fingerprints.
Yes.
My perception is we're all the same under the C level, the SEE level, because every single one of us, I learned this in a seminar called Omega Vector that is here in Phoenix, and it was started years ago by a great man who has now passed, and his name was George Adair, and he taught us we're all the same under the C level, because if you can visualize the some water with trees next to it, and under the trees are the roots that made those trees grow, and those roots are under that water. And under that water, those roots are all connected to each other. And so that's symbolic of who we are, because water is spiritual, right?
Yes.
And so we're all under, in the spirit, we are all the same, because every single one of us on this planet wants to be loved, wants to be respected, wants to be acknowledged, wants to be treated with, you know, fairness, wants to be appreciated for who they are, wants to be valued. So we, in that perspective, we are all the same under the sea level.
Ooh-wee! yes, I totally agree. Totally agree. We are all the same under in that level. We are spiritual beings. Exactly. I agree. What I'm saying is the difference is like just a group of snowflakes. You know, we
right.
are all different. Stars. We're all stars shining, and we're all different. There's a difference to
yeah.
us. And
that's right.
And I totally agree that we all, underneath all of it, we are the same. But on the outside,
exactly.
when they say the outside, we're unique. We're all different in this way that we are unique. And you now
exactly.
you said something else, ooh, 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 that I'm going to have to throw out another perspective.
Okay.
Here we
I
go.
Love this. I love it too.
I love it too. You said something earlier about wanting to be loved. And I'm going to throw
yeah.
in unconditional. And
yeah.
unconditional love, which means whatever we do and whatever we don't do, we are loved. And that is universal. That is a universal concept. That's a universal way. Now, this other stuff, and only because out of respect for you, if you weren't on the show, I would use another word because I'm just like that. This other stuff about being appreciated and acknowledged mm-hmm. and valued and all of that
mm-hmm.
is all man-made, are all man-made feelings, emotions that we want. Because what I had this conversation last week with someone, and just talking about her brother not appreciating or not being heard. When I first started this radio show 3 years ago, there weren't a lot of listeners, maybe one listener, and that was my mother or my son, two listeners, three listeners. And I kept saying, well, nobody's listening. Nobody's listening, universe. And then the universe told me, because I have a real connection. I mean, I can hear what they're saying. And they told me, we're listening.
Yeah.
So this appreciation
yeah.
and this wanting to be valued and this wanting to be acknowledged, the universe is acknowledging you. The universe is appreciating you. The universe is
yeah.
accepting you. So that is enough. And I got in
yeah.
trouble when I wanted my mother to appreciate me or my
yeah.
son to ... fill in the blank. And now
right.
I don't want any of that stuff from any human being. A human being? Are you a human? No, thank you. The universe
right.
is doing all of that, and I'm set.
Right. Right. And you know what? One thing I'm going to throw in real quick. The wanting appreciation and acknowledgement and to be recognized and valued, those things come from the ego. And
that's
ego
right.
stands for edging God out. That's what Wayne Dyer says, edging God out is what ego stands for. So when
mm-hmm.
you want value and appreciation, you're edging God out because it's from your ego. If you, like you just said, the universe gives you value and appreciation and respect and honor and all those things, that's from the universe, and that's where it should come from. The universe is the same thing as God for those that are Christian and those that, you know.
That's right.
Don't,
that's right.
You know, right. There you go.
I use the word universe. Some people say God. Some people say higher power, source,
right.
energy, source, spirit. Whatever
right.
word you want to use, whatever, or some people just say energy. It's
right.
just. Yeah, it's the same. I should have explained that earlier, but it is the same word for the same entity, for the same whatever.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yes, it is. It's just
yeah.
a different label. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like I'm a mom, a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm an ex-wife, all those labels, I'm still me. So, yeah, same thing with
mm-hmm.
God.
Ooh, this is what a great conversation. And before I forget, because I'm just thinking about it right now, especially if I have a girlfriend who, I've known her since we were 12 or 13 years old, junior high. Happy birthday, Lane. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'll talk to her later or text her later. But I know she listens to the show, so I just want to say happy birthday live.
Awesome.
Ooh, okay, so we talked a little bit about your influences in your life, and you used George Adair. Did you want to say anything mm-hmm. else about him?
Oh, my God. He is the most – I got goosebumps every time. That man was the closest thing to a truly, truly spiritual being of anybody I've ever, ever met. He was an amazing man. God bless his heart. He impacted thousands of people's lives all over the world, and it's because of him, literally because of him and his teachings and the things that he brought to everybody. That's how my life was changed, and that's how I progressed on farther to being this life coach and the published author that I am. And my goal to be on the TED Talks, and my wish to collaborate with you and get on other paths and directions.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you said, because I've never heard of this man, George Adair, but my big foundation, my George Adair, if you will, is Ernest Holmes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is my, I mean, that book, the Science of Mind, The Science of Mind, and then Living the Science of Mind. It wasn't my first real book, but that is my foundation. That is my total foundation, Ernest Holmes. Also, Teachings of Abraham, you know, let's do a little Deepak, let's throw in a little Eckhart Tolle, but really my foundation is Ernest Holmes.
Awesome. I actually am a member of Unity Church of Phoenix here, and they have the Ernest Holmes book in the bookstore, and I've read, not the whole book, but I've read bits and pieces, and everybody you just mentioned, I know them and read about them, so yeah,
mm-hmm,
I totally
mm-hmm.
agree. We are on the same path that way for sure.
Of course. Now, because we only have Jesus, this hour has gone by so fast, we have about 12 minutes left. But share with my audience, because now they know that we're real people just like them. We're not sitting up here on a mountain just preaching, and we're actually experiencing all of it. So share with me your challenges today.
Wow. I'm doing very, very hard at focusing on the fact that money is nothing but energy. And so it comes into your life and out of your life, just like the ocean comes in and out on the tide, you know. And it's working. That concept and that perspective is totally working. It's just my whole life I have felt like this idea that I don't deserve to be financially well off or financially comfortable, you know, and it's come in and out like that. And so I'm on the upswing again. Things are picking up, and I'm choosing to keep focused on the thought, the perspective that I do deserve the best that life has to offer, and that I am, you know, somebody in my life who I love taught me, he said, your value is not based on a financial amount. Like I would always say, I'm worth you calling me. I'm worth you spending a dollar a minute on to call me or whatever, you know. And he would say, your value is not based on financial money. But I guess I grew up like that. It's like, you don't deserve ice cream today because you're naughty, you know. And I'm like, ice cream's only a dollar, you know, or whatever.
What a great, great topic. This thing about money, and I actually wrote about it in my book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I have a whole chapter about money and about, I don't remember exactly. I think my chapter is called My Money Chakra is Blocked. Right?
There you go.
And really, it wasn't, just like you just said, well, I don't know if you just said it, but I'm going to say it. it's not about the money. It's about my thoughts about money, right? My thoughts about money. And you said it that money means dot, dot, dot. Money means that I'm valuable. Money means that, and I really, really, Lene, I had to just give all of it up because the universe, I go through these ups and downs also. Why can't I just stay up? Why can't I just stay up? Every time I have a little extra, something happens.
What I
think now is, because the universe is, haven't you always had exactly what you've needed? What is this extra stuff? Haven't you always had exactly what you've needed? Haven't you always been taken care of? Are you living out on the street? Are you, all of this kind of stuff. When are you going to be satisfied? And this is another vibration. It's a vibration of satisfaction. When are you going to be satisfied with your life and this money thing? When are you going to vibrate being satisfied with whatever the numbers look like in the bank? When is that going to happen, Rebecca?
Right. And you know what? The word satisfied can be exchanged with the word grateful. The minute you are grateful, even if you don't have whatever it is you see yourself having, if you are grateful for it, it will come to you. It will be there. So I'm grateful that I have the money I have. And it's funny because I have to be honest, I have been working 7 days a week for the last 6 weeks, and I don't have any more money than I ever had. And I'm like, I am insane to think I need to keep working 7 days a week to get more successful. Are you crazy, Lene Lynn? Are you crazy?
Sorry for laughing, but it's funny.
No, it's the truth. I really thought that I could work 7 days a week and get more money. And you know what? I haven't got one penny more than I ever had. And I'm like, I am not working 7 days a week anymore. That's totally insane. That is not being responsible for taking care of myself. Because if I'm dead because I'm sick, I can't get more money and I can't be successful. So,
ooh-wee. What? Okay, so now you're bringing me to another point, which I'm gonna strike that word about satisfaction, and I'm gonna also strike the word grateful, because quite frankly, this is what I think that there's a vibration. You know, we get caught up in the words, but the big word for me these days is acceptance. Yeah, is that feeling of acceptance of it all, acceptance for today, accept this moment, accept all the moments, accept them all, feeling good, feeling happy, feeling joyful, accepting all of it. I'm actually just acceptance. And so, what was my other point? This is my other point. One of the things I've also learned is I cannot. The universe has a plan. Their plan is not my plan. I've given up planning. I cannot make anything happen. I cannot speed it up. I can't slow it down. I can't make it happen, and I cannot make it not happen. I've given up. So it was just funny to me when you said you worked 7 days and nothing happened. I mean, listen, listen, Lene, I'm on the opposite. I'm sitting on my ass doing nothing and expecting things to happen.
You know what, Rebecca? This is total clarity for me right here. You and I are the exact opposite in the same exact way. And so we balance each other out and we make the whole. You and I make the whole, whole, because we are the other half of the whole.
I'm getting chills.
I'm not kidding you. I totally see us that way. It's like we're the same person in two different bodies because we have the opposite perspective in the other brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but
I do.
It's the whole perspective. It's your half. It's my half. It's the whole perspective. So there you go.
Well, I have one word to say.
I don't know how to spell that, but okay.
Well, hemp is spelled H-M-P-H.
M-M-O-T-H. I love it.
Yeah, H-M-P-H.
I love it.
I love it, too. Well, I'm going to let you use the last few minutes to please tell my audience where they can find you, where they can locate you, your websites. Of course, everything is listed on this blog page, and it's going to be the radio page, and it's going to be up forever. So all of your information is there. But please tell my audience live what you offer, where they can reach you, and all that other great stuff.
Oh, well, thank you so much. My goodness, my website is www.truelifeunlimited.com, and you can reach me there. There's a contact me button if you want to reach me to have me do life coaching for you. You get a 30-minute free session, and that would go to the first and the 10th person that contact me that has listened to this show. So first person, 10th person, you get a free 30-minute consultation. You can also reach me at Facebook under Lene St. John. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, my radio show is also on Blog Talk Radio. It is called Being Through to You. So www.blogtalkradio.com/being-true-to-you. My shows are on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning every week. Let's see. My books are on Amazon.com. They're also listed on my website. I've written 4 books. One of them is a children's book that just came out last December. That was the most recent book I've written, and it teaches children the same things that I teach adults, you know, about forgiveness and love and self-acceptance. And it's a story of a little boy who goes for a walk with his little dog down a dirt path and learns things from these little animals that talk, or he teaches these animals things. And that I put a shout out to the lady who did the illustrations for me, Julie Kwiatkowski. I've known her for 45 years. She did the pictures in the illustrations on my book, and the little boy on the front of the book is a composite. His face is a composite of both my grandsons together. So she's an amazing artist. And you can reach me at, if you want to email me, it is Lene St. John, LeneSCJohn at truelifeunlimited.com, or you can even call me at 602-472-2572. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that wants to contact me. And I'm just so thrilled to be on your show, Rebecca. It's been such fun and such a pleasure. You're an amazing woman.
Oh, well, you know, right back at you. I love how the universe connected us, because I'm not going to take any credit for it. And the universe always connects me with the best, best people. I am so happy that you're on the show, and I look forward to whatever moments that the universe has planned for us. I know they're going to be great. I know they're going to be awesome. And I really think that there was a lot, not think, there was a lot of value in this show, because you know, I like having conversations with people, and the lessons and the wisdom and the insights all just pop out naturally with this type of interview. I love it. Well, I'm going to say thank you again, and hold on, let me say thank you again, and then I want to share with my what I. Hold on just a second. I have to write. I don't have to do that. I want to share with my audience where you can reach me. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you've liked the show, go to Facebook, Reality Spirituality, and like my Facebook page. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Again, if you go to my website, there are private sessions. You go to the private session tab. And I just want to remind all of you who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, Abraham says you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Get down,
bring up the spirituality.